An African-American Perspective on Salvation by Jenna Ray McNeil. Read by Toby Jepka. It is of enormous significance that for centuries countless African-American Christians have affirmed salvation as vitally connected with spaciousness, deliverance, rescue, liberation, or freedom. In the African-American experience, the nature of salvation is to provide space, psychic, physical, and spiritual, in which to function as a free being. For the African-American theologian, author, mystic, pastor, Howard Thurman, the mark of a free being was the unshakable belief that no experience, no event at any particular moment in time or space exhausts what life is trying to do. There ought not to be the sinking down of our hopes and our dreams and our yearnings to the level of the events of our lives. Salvation, then, challenges each believer to assume responsibility for self and nurture within the society. Living one's faith and transmitting the message of salvation are part and parcel of recognizing one's responsibility for human nurture. Such salvation includes three critical elements. First, salvation is a revolutionary spaciousness and freedom through the assertion of inner authority, breaking bonds of confinement and invalidating the reality of dead ends. To have salvation is to know through experience and faith that God will make a way out of no way. Second, to be saved is to have engaged in dissent and resistance. Having salvation is to transpose terrors, absurdities, angst, depression, and all manner of external and mental demons into a new harmonious song. Third, salvation is an abiding knowledge and confident expectation. To be saved is to live acknowledging the reality of infinite creative possibilities, the inexhaustibility of hope, and a divine invitation for all persons, regardless of race, class, or sex, to experience everlasting life.